You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in, folks, to Weekend Kickoff. Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier, bring you till 7 p.m. this evening. That's when Week 5 of the NFL season will kick off. We've got the L.A. Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers, 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Plus, you can come on down to the Treasure Chest Casino. We're hanging out here previewing everything from Saints to all the action in the NFL this week, college as well, as we get ready for another great week. And Mike, it's already October 2nd today.
Yeah, hopefully the weather will turn like October. Man, I walk outside, I swear it's still in August, but it's one of those deals. Yeah, they got a little breeze today, so that's the only separation, so to speak, then from the summer months. But yeah, we in the quarterfinals, so to speak, of the of the football season, and we'll see
MLB playoffs.
What?
The MLB playoffs we got going on.
Well, I knew you'd be happy because the Yankees won.
Well, I'm happy because we're still alive, yeah.
Because, boy, that heart went down a little beat on that last hit. When I saw him swing it, I was like, uh-oh. But then it kind of hung up there, and Judge made the catch. End of story. And so now it goes to a game three, and you know, man, it's just unbelievable, this series and how it's been.
My wife couldn't believe, she's like, there's going to be another game in the Bronx tonight. I'm like, yeah, three in a row, there's no breaks.
It's funny how, you know, the other series all sort of, it's all going down to game three, other than last night, Charlie's right. Favorite team, the Dodgers. Now, again, no lead is safe. No lead is safe with the Dodgers.
No, exactly.
But they were able to win it in two. But, you know, it was 47 years ago today, and, boy, I can remember where I was at in 1978. Buppy
bleeping Dent
hits that three-run homer to give the Yankees a 5-4 victory over the Red Sox in the tiebreaker game. And that was played at Fenway back then. But Bucky Dent, and they got an adjective in between it.
Oh, yeah.
So to speak, or verb, however you want to use the term. And, man, Bucky didn't hit too many home runs in his life. But he got a hold of that one, and it was end of story for the Red Sox. And, man, the Yankees were so far back in August, and they made that run in September. We were able to catch it, and it came down to that one game.
Yeah.
The one game.
But, man, oh, man, Mike, I'll tell you, you know, growing up, my dad always told me, you know, growing up in New Jersey, and my dad was like, oh, the Boston Red Sox, they can't beat us. We just had their number. And then sure enough.
Partially, that's true.
Until that ALCS,
yes.
Man. Oh, my Lord. And that, like, definitely one of those moments that ruin you as a sports fan.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, if you were.
If you're a Yankee fan.
If you're a Yankees fan, yeah.
It was brutal.
Man, they had so many high moments.
Oh, sure.
You know.
The 90s, I was riding high.
Oh, yeah, you were. And, man, if you were alive in the 70s, you'd have been riding pretty good, too, on that deal. But, you know, we got to see Reggie become Mr. October. you know, in the late 70s with the Yankees, man. Reggie was special when everything came down to it. And now, again, there's always turbulence because the old pops, Steinbrenner, stirred a pot. But, boy, he hired Billy. And, man, Billy Martin and Reggie was all in water. And he fired Billy, what, five, six times and bring him back. But, man, that was some great TV watching and the drama that was going on behind the scenes with the Yankees. And, you know, they were able to make it work. Able to make it work.
It gives me hope then with the Philadelphia Eagles and the A.J. Brown situation.
Man, that ain't nothing compared to no Billy Martin
exactly.
And Reggie Jackson stuff. Man, that's small potatoes.
We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff. Be back with more right after this. We're at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready for Thursday Night Football coming up 7 p.m. right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We'll be back after the break. Who dat? Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Stop by at the Game Bar, Sports Bar and Grill. Say hi to me and Mike D. Set adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Best place to get in town to grab a bite to eat, watch the games, and enjoy some quality draft craft beer and drinks. Will wall-to-wall jumbo screens here. Plenty of action from Major League Baseball, college, NFL action. We got
get the wings, right?
I had the lemon pepper wings last week. I was like, they contend with some of the best in the area.
Yeah, Ricky Jackson would say the same thing. Ricky was here a couple of weeks back, and he was like, man, I love the wings here. I love the wings here. So, hey, Steve, man, you know Cummins Engines, a great sponsor here on WWL, and we appreciate everything they do for us. And Mike Offenhauer. It's his birthday today, so we want to wish a happy birthday to Mike, the big dog at Cummins. So happy birthday, Mike.
We were just talking about Boston, New York Yankees, and baseball, Mike. That game's going to get underway at 7 p.m. this evening. Already in the bottom of the seventh, Cleveland's up 1-0 on the Detroit Tigers. And the San Diego Padres, along with the Chicago Cubs, they just started end of 1-0-0 right there right now. These Game 3 actions in the wild card.
Got a lot of people in line betting on them Yanks, man. They don't have a lot of Red Sox fans here, so I'm going to just tell you that right now.
Curious to see how definitely the pitching situation shakes out tonight for both squads.
That's been the difference in the both games.
Right.
Red Sox had the better pitching in game one. Last night it was the Yanks. And so and Judge looked like he sort of woke up now, you know, in this wild card.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, because I think he's batted like .210. In the playoffs. That ain't too good for a guy. He's all world. I mean,
during the regular season, right?
Regular season. He's been an unbelievable player. When you lead the league in, you know, batting average and in home runs, man. Second in home runs, I think, because Cal Riley had an unbelievable year. I just think about that a catcher would hit 60 home runs. You know the wear and tear of what you got to do? Put it to you this way, Steve. If you had a busload of kids and you bringing them to the park and you say, okay, how many of y'all want to play catcher? How many hands you think going up?
Maybe one.
Maybe. I say zero. None of them want to play catcher. So, you know, to see what Cal did here was unbelievable. But, again, Charlie and I talked about it. I think Aaron Judge is the MVP. I mean, he's just, man, what he's been able to do all across the board. And he's solid, you know, out in the outfield. Nothing great.
It helps he did it in New York, too.
Yeah, you get a lot of pub that way. You make a lot of small change that way, and big change, too.
Looking over at the NFL, Saints injury report for today came out. Some upgrades with Juwan Johnson, Trevor Penning didn't practice yesterday. They were moved up to limited today. Both those guys dealing with an ankle issue, so we'll have to wait definitely tomorrow to find out their game status. That's still a question there. Looking at some of the not practicing today, you had Dylan Raidens, Cesar Ruiz, Chase Young, and Trey Palmer went from limited to a not practicing today, whereas Justin Reed, the safety, was a full go after being limited on Wednesday's session. Also a full go, Jonathan Ridgeway, as he works his way back from a shoulder issue, but not practicing today. Also, Ike Yadam and popping up Devon Godchow.
Yeah, but with Godchow, man, I think they gave him a day off.
Yeah, it says NIR, not injury-related rest. So he just got the break today.
He got to rest his nerves. Come on, he's a pop in this business. so he don't need that practice. So you got to give him some time off. But again, no surprise, Ruiz is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. And, man, Chase Young, it's who knows
who
at this stage of when he's going to come back. And for something that was a tweak, man.
It's a big tweak.
That's a long tweak.
It's unfortunate, Mike, too, because when he was in action during training camp, I won't say even he just looked like a different guy out there. He was comfortable. But even when he spoke, he sounded a lot more at ease and you felt like was at least acclimated and comfortable where he was now.
Bobby was telling me, he's like, how many times when we did those breakdowns that I didn't talk about Chase?
Yeah.
Basically, every day I talked about how good he was.
Taking notes, right.
And he was like, man, Mike, he was really, really good out there. And, you know, then you got the calf injury and, man, you know, who knows? But that's a serious one. I'll say this. Walter Nolan, the first-round pick of the Cardinals, he had a calf injury the week before training camp started. He missed the entire training camp, missed the 3 preseason games, and he got on the 4-game IR. I'm not sure he's going to play or he's activated for this week. Man, that must be a really bad pull on that calf that you would miss that type of time for a calf injury. I know it does affect your explosiveness, your ability to get off the snap, but, man, from a little tweak, now you 5 weeks into it? Yow.
And still nothing.
Still, it's a nothing across the board.
Also, Mike, with Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, both guys coming back from the PUP list, limited again today. That's not anything but surprise at all. Folks, it's just going to take a little bit of time for those guys to get reacclimated and back into the flow of things. That 21-day practice window open. If they're good to go, they'll be activated to the roster then, and if not, they'll be on the shelf for the rest of the year.
My thing about it is that they practicing gives you a little bit of hope that in a couple weeks they'll be ready to come in and play. You think about Foster. I mean, that happened late in the final game, and you go down to that injury, and you're still recovering. And, you know, and Taysom, man, what he had, that was really bad.
Yeah.
I told everybody, if anybody can come back from it, man, it's him. He's got a will about him. Just see how long it takes for him to get back in action. You certainly could use him. But, Steve, I don't know, maybe something's wrong with me this week, but I got a feeling Saints put a W up Saturday.
Ooh-wee.
Sunday, excuse me. Saturday would be easy. You ain't playing nobody, but I think they put up a W Sunday against the Giants.
We're going to get more into Saints versus Giants after the break. Jeff Duncan, columnist at the Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Join us right after this on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino right here on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Also, author extraordinaire. Jeff, how you been doing, man?
Steve, I'm doing good, man. Great to hear from you guys tonight.
Jeff, I got to ask you, before we start talking Saints, new lease today, all that's got to be done is approved by the NFL. But this was a pretty good taffy pull between both. And we had talked about it before. I'd had two former governors tell me how difficult these negotiations had been in the past and that sort of thing. But you threw out the deal about the Smoothie King. And so I'll get your thoughts, one, on getting this deal done between the Saints and the estate. And secondly, the next shoe to drop on the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, well, I think today is one of those rare instances, Mike, where it really was a win-win. I mean, I know both sides had to compromise and give a little bit to meet in the middle. And usually that's how these complicated deals work. But, you know, it got done in the end after a long time. I mean, we're talking about 2 years. Gail Benson said today it spanned really two administrations because it really started back under John Bel Edwards and his staff. And they finally kind of came to, I think, a reconciliation that not everybody was going to get what they wanted, and that's usually how the best deals work out. So the Saints are here for at least another 10 years, maybe longer. You know, certainly we hoped 30 years is the real full extension of the deal, but there are 5-year options after that 10-year period. And then the Saints get one of the best deals in sports. If you talk to experts in this field, they'll tell you the lease agreement with the state of Louisiana is one of the more favorable ones in professional sports. And I think that's because the state has always prioritized having a good NFL team here, not just a team that can survive, but one that can actually compete with the big market peers in Dallas and New York and LA. And this deal certainly keeps the Saints' revenue streams to where they can be competitive if they, you know, can put a good team on the field. So I think it's a win-win for both sides. And now the next step, as you alluded to, will be trying to do the same thing for the New Orleans Pelicans. They have a very similar, mission to try and get them locked up long-term as well. But I don't think anything is going to happen on the Smoothie King Center until they can be assured, and they being the state of Louisiana, that the Pelicans are going to be here long-term. And to do that, they've got to get a new extension signed with them.
Jeff, one of the things, Mike Foster tells me this story, that he said, you know, I got a couple of representatives. I'm not going to name who they are. But he said, Mike, man, they would complain. Why are we subsidizing, at that time, millionaires? Are we subsidizing them for a business? He said, Mike, 6 months pass. And he says, all of a sudden, the two representatives want to see me. And there is a company that wants to set up shop, so to speak, business-wise, in their parish. And they need me to help them get aid for, you know, tax breaks and everything else. And so he said, Mike, I sat back and I was like, wait a minute. 6 months ago, both of you came here and were complaining that we were subsidizing millionaires. Now you asking me to help you do the exact same thing. He said, you know, they hemmed and hawed and tried to get around it. But he said, you know what, until the day I die, you die, and the people that are listening, you know, whatever, on WWL or this, watching on television, that'll always be the case. He said, it's part of business today that you are going to have to help pay for any business to either stay in the state or come into this state.
Yeah, they're very much these professional sports teams, especially in the NFL, which is the most powerful sports league in the world. They're public-private partnerships now. And if you look around at every deal being done, Buffalo up in the state of New York, the Saints were just there. There's a big stadium going up there that was basically split between the Bills and the state of New York, taxpayers there. Same thing in Jacksonville. With the renovation down there, that they're going to have a $1.2 billion new stadium built where the old stadium is. So this is how it's going, and the Saints are no different than really any major Fortune 500 company. When you lure companies of that magnitude with those type of revenue streams, you're going to have to give incentives and tax breaks similar to what we're seeing here. And I think the state has worked very hard to trim back some of those costs to taxpayers in this deal to where it's really more of a partnership than we've ever seen before. So I think credit to the state negotiators for looking out for taxpayers, but you're always going to have to give up something, guys, to keep an NFL team here. There's the simple laws of supply and demand. Everybody wants this team. That's why we saw Las Vegas do what they did to get the Raiders, $750 million in public money to get the team to move from Oakland. I mean, it's just the way it goes. They really have the upper hand in these kind of talks.
Look what Nashville had to do to get a new stadium. Read that one, Jeff. Man, that's a big timer, too, for the people in Nashville of helping subsidize a new stadium there in Nashville. Jeff, when you look at it across the board, I do think the NBA will expand very soon, and I think you'll see an expansion team go to Seattle and to Las Vegas. And so, you know, that's always those rumors out there. And I think as long as Ms. Gail Benson is in charge of the Saints Pelicans, the Pelicans aren't going to move. But I think what you bring up is correct. Any deal, you're going to have to make it best for what you do. And I remember both Governor Edwin Edwards and Mike Foster telling me both deals at that time were widely criticized that they signed. And he said, you know what, looking back at it, they were some of the two of the best deals that they ever did.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I have to say that I think this, you know, looking at the terms of the deal, and I can give a little shameless self-promotion, we've got a story up on NoLookup.com right now that has all the deals, all the details, all the highlights. If you're into those nitty-gritty details, you can see how the state was able to kind of claw back some of the costs to taxpayers, and I think they did a good job of that. And that's why this deal took so long. But in the end, I think we all agree, Mike. We want to have an NFL team in this market. If there's prestige that's associated with that, not to mention it helps us attract Super Bowls here, which we all, I think, recognize there's a huge economic impact from that. But also, I think having the advertising that goes with national TV games here, that's free advertising as well. And then I think it also just improves the quality of life to live in a market like this. I mean, it's no different, I always say, than the ballet. I don't really go to the ballet or some of the arts, the opera, but I'm darn sure glad we have them in our market, because I think it enhances the quality of life to have those type of options. So even if you're not a huge Saints fan or NFL fan, having this team here certainly increases the value of your home and everything like that. It just adds to the, I think, the prestige of living in a city like New Orleans.
Jeff, we know a little bit about this on draft night, opening night. We were made aware of the Saints having an interest in trading back up into round one for Jackson Dart. Sort of told by some Saints people, hey, be on alert. This pick may be where they come up and make a trade for Jackson Dart. Ended up being the Giants making that deal. And I think some of the people in New York making a big thing about, man, you know, Jackson Dart is upset the Saints didn't pick him with the ninth pick. Man, look, how far did you go? Man, they got over 20 teams that passed on you. Okay, I understand the Saints had interest in Jackson, and there may have been conversations, hey, well, look what we have to do to try to get you. We're going to go a little bit different direction with our first pick, but we'll try to get you on the backside. And the Saints did make that effort. The Giants ended up getting him. But, you know, man, I see some of the New York media really making a big thing about it. Man, when you look back, they got a lot of people picked in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Look how many teams passed on them. You going to say the same? You going to be upset because the Saints passed on you?
Yeah, I think that's a manufactured classic New York tabloid type storyline to build up a little, compelling copy leading up to this game. As I understood it in talking to people inside the building, the Saints were never going to use that top pick on a quarterback. They were going to wait. Now, there was definite motivation to try and get back into the bottom of the first round if possible, but they weren't going to use that top 10 pick on a quarterback. So there was no snub to anyone. And I think everyone stayed true, Mike, to their boards. You know how that works. I mean, people didn't have top 10 grades on any of the quarterbacks other than probably Cam Ward in this draft. So you stay to your board. You feel like where there's value, you might make a move at the bottom of the first round. And the Giants were able to probably come up with a better deal than the Saints were. And the Saints were very happy getting Tyler Shuck at 40. I know that there was some talk of maybe having to move up higher to get him because they were worried some other teams like the Rams were interested in him. So that's just part of the chess match that is the NFL draft. And I think it's probably worked out for everyone right now because Jackson Dart seems very happy in New York. And I think the Saints are very happy with Tyler Shuck being with them right now.
Jeff, when I look at this game, and I'm still perplexed on what happened last week with the Chargers. What they were, like 28th or 29th against the run, the Giants at that time. And they ran the ball 13 times and threw it 41. My thing is, this recipe on how you have an opportunity not only to win a game against the Giants, but at least be in that hunt at the end is do exactly what you did against the Bills, and that's run the football. The Bills were leaky. I don't know how far they're going to go in the playoffs if they can't stop the run any better than what they do. But I look at the Giants, and I mean, I got coaches in my family, and so all of them is, and I'm going to clean the terms up, you could throw it away and throw it and flush it. It doesn't work. That was a game plan last week with the Chargers I'm still perplexed about, but this week has to sort of look similar to what happened last Sunday in Buffalo when you play a team that's near the bottom in stopping the run.
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's a couple of reasons why the Saints need to make that happen. One, I think it's the strength of this offense right now. I think it's pretty clear. The offensive line, who they've invested heavily in, including those two young tackles and Eric McCoy at center, and the backs, Kendre Miller now emerging as a viable like second option in the backfield to Alvin Kamara. That's the strength of the offense. We see it every Sunday now. It's too inconsistent with Spencer Rattler and the passing game. Right now, Chris Olave is off to a little bit of a slow start. There's not very many options. We don't know the availability of Juwan Johnson. So the strength of the game is going to be the run game, and that also will help, I think, prevent that pass rush from the Giants of turning back their ears, because that's the strength of this Giants defense. All the investment that they've made up front, Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter, they got Brian Burns. I mean, they've got some of the top pass rushers in the league. You do not want Spencer Rattler dropping back in third and long into the teeth of that pass rush. So I think the Saints have to run it. And, Mike, I agree with you 100%. I came away from that Saints-Bills game, one, being more encouraged by the Saints the way they played them, but also being not as impressed with the Bills. I agreed with you about their defense. I don't think that team is winning the Super Bowl with that defense.
Stop the run. They're going to jam it down your throat. Last question for you. Jeff, when I look at it, you always like to see how rookies emerge. And so, you know, Bob, he always gives me this assignment, kind of like homework. He's like, man, kind of grade me out, Jonas Sanker. And so I thought early on with him, he knew where it was going to be to play. But he was taking some bad angles to the football in pass coverage. So, I told him that. I said, because in time, you're going to figure it out. Man, the way he played against Buffalo, you see he is a quick pickup guy in the NFL, understood where a couple of big plays were. He was able to get an interception, a couple of knockdowns. That guy on defense gives you at least that one real young building block that you're looking for in the secondary, and it happened only because Julian Blackman went down to an injury.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with his game, Mike, on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't just that interception, which was a big-time play against the league MVP, but also, he had three PBUs, made some big-time plays in single coverage on top tight ends in this league. A lot of people have trouble covering those guys. And I think he's only going to keep getting better. And so it just goes to show you sometimes opportunity knocks. You've got to be prepared to, make an impact. And he certainly has. And I think his emergence in the secondary, we've seen how Kelvin Banks has played at left tackle. I think eventually, maybe pretty soon, we're going to see Tyler Shuck at quarterback. There's going to be some real opportunity here for these young players to get on the field and maybe give Saints fans some hope for the future, because they're desperate for that right now. They just haven't had much hope. And I think Sanker, Banks, and maybe this draft class ends a little bit of a drafting drought for the Saints, and they can start picking up where they left off a few years back with 2017 class.
The one guy I want to see a little bit more of, and I think he's got a chance too, Quincy Riley at corner. I think
very
Quincy's
much.
Got some talent there. Again, I think with him a little bit, it's angles to the ball in pass coverage, and you got to get used to that a little bit from college to the NFL. But, man, I like what I've seen so far from Quincy Riley also.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. He's already starting to replace Ike Yiadom as far as snaps are concerned. I think he doubled his snap count against the Bills. And he's got a nose for the football, Mike, and you know that. I mean, that's hard to teach. Guys that are around the ball, that just happened. Sanker's got it. And Riley, we're seeing some third-round picks at corner around the league already make an impact. And I think Quincy Riley's on that track. Hey, and it doesn't hurt, too, that he's a Louisville grad, Mike.
Well, I knew you would throw that one in. So, hey, let's see if your boy Chuck can do something good, too, when he gets that opportunity. And I agree with you. I don't think it'll be too much longer, Jeff. I think we're fixing to see Tyler at quarterback.
Yeah, I think that could happen. Look, I think Spencer Rattler needs to play well on Sunday, or we may see that change sooner rather than later.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys. Take care. I'll see you all soon.
That was Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com right there. We're taking a break here. We're at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, just waiting for Thursday Night Football at 7 p.m. Come check us out. We're going to be back with more of Weekend Kickoff right after this on WWL. Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, which has so much to offer. It's over 8,000 square feet of meeting and event space. They can host your next event. Event space features elegant ballroom designed to accommodate a wide range of gatherings for corporate meetings, conferences, celebrations, and social events. State-of-the-art facility here, expert culinary team, and flexible layouts that can provide the perfect backdrop for your next memorable occasion. Visit treasurechest.com to contact their sales team about your next event. Weekend Kickoff, rolling on as we get ready for Thursday Night Football coming up this evening, 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and Odyssey app. We'll talk more about that next hour as we got the San Francisco 49ers at the L.A. Rams kicking off Week 5. Meanwhile, Saints versus Giants, the black and gold going for their first win of the season. 0-4 right now, trying to get to 1-0 this weekend. Noon kickoff on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Stay tuned for more right after our news break, folks. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.